Hi, I'm Anka from MedRise Studio, and this is the place to be to hear about the latest Web3 trends in healthcare. The Sandbox, one of the world's most famous metaverses, is becoming a hub for corporate innovation. One interesting project in this world is Axadia, an experience created by insurance giant AXA. Patrick Cohen, CEO of AXA France, announced that, and I quote, "For 2 weeks, we are opening the doors of AXA to developers, gamers, and all knowledgeable enthusiasts to discover our company, our recruitment, our commitments, and our values through a unique virtual experience." The insurance world is not far from healthcare, so I felt like I had to dig into this experience and identify some key takeaways for the life sciences industry. Welcome into the MetaHealth. February 2022, AXA France takes its first steps in the metaverse, becoming the first player in the insurance and banking sector in France to establish a presence in a virtual world. AXA France has decided to join the metaverse through the acquisition of a parcel of land in the Sandbox. For those of you who are not familiar with all these terms, here is a short metaverse 101 parenthesis. The Sandbox is a virtual world that runs on blockchain technology and that allows users to create, play, and monetize their own digital experiences. Put differently, it is a game in which users can create their own experiences and monetize the digital assets they build. As a company, if you want to enter the Sandbox, you need to buy virtual land parcels, which give you the right to build, create, and monetize your own virtual experiences on that land. Buying a parcel of land in the Sandbox is similar to buying real estate in the physical world. Each land parcel has a unique location, size, and shape, and its value can depend on various factors, such as its proximity to popular attractions, the quality of the experience built on it, and the demand from other users. Once you own a parcel of land, you can start building your own digital experiences on it. This is exactly what AXA did. But why did AXA enter the metaverse? AXA created Axadia mainly for recruitment purposes. The company wanted to showcase its innovation capabilities and attract young and tech-savvy collaborators. It is no coincidence if AXA partnered with The Sandbox on this project. Indeed, the metaverse company has a large community of knowledgeable early adopters of Web3 technologies and experiences. Most of them have an interest in the gaming world, NFTs, and blockchain industries. In fact, one can argue that the experience was designed as the first step of a recruitment process. To understand why, it is time to take the first step into Axadia. This place is divided into several spaces that will allow you to test your resilience, courage, and explore your abilities. There is the recruitment hub to participate in games and challenges that can earn you rewards, the business lounge, where visitors can engage with one another, the NFT gallery to discover the history of AXA, and the rooftop to discover the company's commitments to society and the environment. Everything is designed to create awareness about the company's values, engage with potential collaborators, and test some of their abilities through games. Now that you know everything about AXA's experience, here are some key takeaways for the health and life science industries. First, start with why. Creating a metaverse experience because everyone is doing so is a very bad reason to create a metaverse experience. If you want to create a meaningful project both for you and your users, you need to first identify why the metaverse is the right place to be for you and what your objectives are. Are you trying to attract new talent? Do you want to increase brand awareness and engagement? Are you looking to gamify prevention actions? The second takeaway is to find a metaverse that matches your needs. Depending on what your goal and target audience are, you can pick different metaverses. When doing so, you should look at the average age of the users, how familiar they need to be with the Web3 onboarding process, and what use cases are usually developed. Is it a game-oriented virtual world or an enterprise one? And so on. Last takeaway is to create engaging experiences. It might sound like a simple and silly advice, but it is absolutely fundamental and sometimes overlooked. You don't want users to only come to your experience once and spend a couple of minutes there. You want them to come back and engage with your brand for a long time. In a world where online content is based on 30-second videos, user retention in digital experiences is paramount. To identify what actions you can develop, start by looking at what others have done. For instance, in Axadia, users could play mini-games that earn them rewards and unlocked new capabilities. Think how your experience can be gamified to retain users. Metaverses are becoming the new social platforms for young generations and Web3 early adopters. As the user experience improves, they will become more and more accessible and will offer brands a new way to engage with their audiences in a fun and long-lasting way. There is no doubt that these experiences will soon reach the healthcare industry. But until then, we can definitely learn from what others are doing in this space. That's it for today. As always, I will see you soon for another Web3 adventure in healthcare. But until then, stay curious, stay informed, and remember, the future of healthcare is being written in code.